Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Of course, we'll have Dom's Money Melody in about 13, 14 minutes here for a big prize, as we do every day. Ronna McDaniel, head of the RNC, stopping by. By the way, I'm looking at a story that even the Inquirer has today. Pennsylvania Republicans are gaining on Democrats in registered voters, and they go through all the counties across Pennsylvania. The bottom line is, the only place that Democrats are holding their ground, of course, is places you would expect like Philadelphia. But in even these mid-sized cities, Republicans are making huge strides. Here's what the dilemma is. And it's not an easy one. And just pretending that it is not going to get a win. And that is, these Republican voters or moderate voters or independent but lean Republican, many times, at least their sensibilities, in the suburbs, like the four suburbs here. And out in Delaware County, I'm not a fan of what the Republican Party has been up to. They rested on their laurels because that used to be as Republican as Philadelphia is Democrat. Now, Democrats are overrunning there. We know that Montgomery County is gone. Bucks County has held its own, where Republicans, I think, have a slight edge, even though the commissioners there are two Democrats. Chester County is under tremendous fire, Republicans leaking oil there, too. But a candidate like Oz ought to be able to bring those voters home. I mean, what do they see in Oz? Now, what you're going to see play out here, the one thing that Fetterman, as addled as he is, et cetera, is counting on, is to portray Oz as someone who will ban abortion. Now, you know, that's not, we've talked with him many times about this issue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the only thing they have. And I'm looking at polling here, and it indicates that crime is a much bigger issue to people than abortion. So right now, Republicans are in a pretty good spot in Pennsylvania, even though Mastriano's behind Shapiro and Dr. Oz is a hair behind, I believe, Fetterman. Any fair analysis of that? But closing and the momentum is with Oz. It's the suburbs. And again, there's still an overlay. It comes down to this. What do we do? Are these people in the suburbs, are they going to vote again for disasters like Biden at the congressional level, at the Senate level? Have they not seen the wreckage? Have they taken a look at their finances? Have they looked at inflation? Have they looked at border? Have they looked at, I even think, because I back away many times from scare stories about Halloween, it's not my style, I'm not going to do that, that fentanyl is an actual threat. Are they going to look at all that stuff Or are they still going to say, I don't like the tone of the Republican Party? And I realize we don't want to curtail legitimate things the Republican Party stands for and the stuff that Trump did. But this is where the dilemma is. We have them on the run. The only citadels they have, clearly, are places like Philadelphia, which is dystopian and crazy. The suburbs are the key. If we could do relatively well, say, in Delco this time around versus Fetterman and Bucks, we should do well. And even a bit in Montgomery County, Fetterman can't win. But that's the big if. What the heck is it that still, I mean, you see it, look, burn once with Biden. All right, they couldn't take Trump. These suburban mamas, the PhD, all these Republican mamas. I can't take Trump. My kids, I can't take the tweets. Okay, it's a binary choice in life. That versus Biden. Can you still say that? Trump's not on the ballot here. Do you want this stopped? The only way to stop him from this insanity is to have the Congress rein him in to start the investigations, to impeach him, to try to put the pressure on moving that way. So the big if here is, what will these suburbanites do? I know people get upset hearing that, but that's reality. And with Doug Mastriano, he's got to corral more of these. Look, Doug Mastriano might have 10,000 people across the state, which is a lot, maybe 20,000, who are taking his war cry now, which is 40 days of prayer and fasting. I don't know how much fasting. I'm a little unclear. I'll ask him the next time he's on, in order to win. And that's a good thing. These are very religious people. That is quite a sacrifice to God, etc., in order to make this plea for Mastriano. But we all know God helps those who help themselves. So it's not just prayer and fasting. There's not enough of that, not enough people. It's winning hearts and minds against the onslaught of a machine called Josh Shapiro with $25 million. That's where we are at this stage with 40-odd days left. 40 days of prayer and fasting, that's inspiring. That's good. I'm supportive. But the suburbs are where the action is. Now, I have to look it up. I have to get you the full list. I'm not sure if Pat Toomey signed off on this, but Bob Casey Jr. did not. 22 Republican senators, 22 GOP lawmakers demanded that Attorney General Merrick Garland explain why the Department of Justice used the FBI, the overkill, to go after Mark Happ. Now, we'll see if they can drag him in or not. But Bob Casey Jr., it is such a dilemma. When does the goodwill of the father and that magic name and the masquerade of this very slow-moving and talking and thinking man end? He's not pro-life. His record doesn't indicate that. He's used as a cigar store dummy to be put in front of the pro-life thing when Democrats need that. He's one of the biggest problems. Now, I think Dave McCormick might be running against him the next time, and I think he'll have the resources and hopefully the ability to defeat him. But no, Casey not signing off. He thinks it's okay, and he's pro-life, for Mark Houck and seven kids and his wife to have that kind of armada outside his door. He thinks that's okay. When are these people that are moderate, vaguely, are there still that many that remember the father? What is the magic? It's one of the dilemmas of presidential senatorial politics. They do. There's enough of them, Scranton and the whole deal. And they just can't wait to vote for a Casey, one of the least outstanding individuals we've ever seen in this role. Nice enough guy, but he's not pro-life. He's not pro-gun. He's not any of those things. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get a line. You heard David O. That gave me some hope today that maybe he would run for mayor, and he thinks there's a path in Philadelphia. There are several people. If they run for mayor, things would be better. And by extension, the suburbs wouldn't be getting this overflow. I don't know if he's listening, but Pat Malloy is, you know, I take a look at this disgraceful police commissioner who is just there. By the way, the Supreme Court has taken up affirmative action and all the action that went on. They are going to rule against this nonsense with Harvard. It's mainly at the college level. But Danielle Outlaw is a prime example. From what I hear, she's a nice person, but she has been singularly in over her head. And it's a dual thing. We're going to put an African-American woman there, et cetera. A guy like Pat Malloy and a couple of others that I know at pretty high levels in the police department, one of whom I just have the great respect for, who listens every day, they would be outstanding. You would see a difference. It's not going to happen. The murder will continue with this woman at the helm. She's one of the underrated forces of negativity here. It's not just Krasner and the mayor. That's not going to happen until societally we turn this drive of not qualifications, Martin Luther King, your character, but just the exterior out there. As long as we have that, we're going to have failure. And that's part of where all this is going. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll have Dom's Money Melody very shortly here, but it's a good one. All right, Jim, what's your song today as a side question that you think is so annoying you have to stop it every time it comes around?
Well, this one takes me way back to when I started DJing in the local bar scene. This woman, Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Was very big at the time, came out with an album called Jagged Little Pill. And the song you're hearing underneath is You Ought to Know, and every time somebody came up, they wanted to hear this song. Not only did I have to play it three times, but people would actually pick up the microphone, want to sing it, thinking that they were Alanis Morissette. And
you just
imagine a bunch of drunk people in a bar.
Yes.
Wanting to be Alanis. She was really big at this point. I get it. You know, somebody did her wrong. She wrote a song, went into Fatal Attraction mode, and had a big hit.
All right, that's levels. That's Sean, what's your contribution? What's the song for you? You cannot stand it. You're going to stop it. Sean, do you have one?
Sean.
All right, that's all right.
All right, song that I just hated the most, even though it's a classical song a lot of people like, but MC Hammer, Can't Touch This.
I kind of like the Hammer. I was a big fan of the Hammer, but yeah, it was out there. It was prolific. It was all over the place. Yeah,
I know, right?
I like the Pants. MC Hammer had his day. He's still out there performing somewhere. All right, those are good ones. That's what we're looking for. That's the side question. I already know the side question for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the hearings, day one. I can hardly wait to get down to the Navy Yard. Particularly, I'll be covering the protesters. Then I'll be inside, and it's limited media, the proceeding room where we hear victim after victim, survivor, and some who worked with Krasner lay out the case about Krasner that you already know, but you have to officially do this before you have impeachment. He will be impeached, is my prediction. We'll have that for you tomorrow, really inside coverage. I'm told there will be national people there at the Navy Yard, covering this like Fox News and all the others. It's that big of a story, and it will be interesting to see what the protesters do. I think the police are going to be ready, and the Naval Police there, too. It's a federal site, are going to be ready. It's genius holding it there. All right, let me go to Greta and get a song here from her. All right, Greta, good afternoon. What's that annoying song?
Good afternoon, Dom. Annoying song would be Sugar, Sugar by the Archies. And I was an adolescent, 11 years old when that song came out. I hated it then. And I went to a wedding on Labor Day weekend. And when they were cutting the cake, they played that annoying song again. And I still hate it. So.
Absolutely. All right. That's a pretty good one. Yeah. All right. And it's played all over the place. Weddings, Christmas bleed over. That type. All right, that's what we're looking for. By the way, I mentioned the side question tomorrow. I love doing this one. I did it once before. Dumbest idea in history. I'm taking off the board already today. Communism. Communism is the most destructive. It's going to be hard for you to top that. Destruct Marxism, communism, idea in history. It could be a silly one like I'll take off, you know, just a new Coke, another one. In honor of Larry Krasner, whose big idea is Let's not prosecute criminals. Let's let people out of jail. Poverty's causing this. Let's work on poverty, not crime, and we're all going to be better and safer. And he believes that, and he's got the power to continue to do it unless he stops starting tomorrow. So that'll be the side question. Right now, though, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Rocky the Musical at the Walnut Street Theater starting October 4th. A beautiful love story, a heart-stopping knockout theatrical experience for everyone brave enough to follow their dreams. For tickets, visit walnutstreettheater.org. That's what you're playing for. What's the backstory, Jim?
Well, the backstory is today on our side question, we are talking about most annoying songs, those songs you can't stand. You got to turn off the radio. Maybe you want to throw the radio. And I'm surprised it has not been mentioned yet. But in 1977, this young lady had a massive hit with this song. It spent 10 weeks in the number one position. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. And we have a local story tied to this as well. During the time of this song, a local radio station was saying its goodbyes. They were going off the air at that point in time, a massive Philadelphia radio station. Dom, here is your clue. I guarantee you, somebody will get it when they hear it.
So many nights.
All right, that's the clue. Give us the name of the song, right? That's what you want, the name of the song?
I want the name of the song, the name of the artist, and to keep it local, what was that radio station, that big AM radio station from back in the 70s? Let's hear the clue one more time.
So many nights.
All right, that's what we're looking for. Here's how you get in. Be the first one at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Your guess is next. Here on Talk Radio 1210.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Calling on Echo, New Jersey to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app.
Download it now.
Download it now.
Download it now.
Download
it now.
All right, each day at around 2:13, 2:14, we come up with a tune for you, and you answer it correctly, and you get a great prize. Let's hear the clue again, Jim, please.
So many nights.
And
go ahead.
And remember, we are looking for the artist, the name of the song, and that radio station in Philadelphia that sadly went bye-bye.
All right, let's go to John in Ben Salem. All right, John, start with the name of the song.
Do You Light Up My Life?
And the artist?
Debbie Boone.
Yes, so far so good. What was the station that went belly up?
Was it WIPG?
All right.
I knew we would get somebody right on the first call.
Very good job, John. I'll put you on hold. Nicely played. That's the way we do it every day around this time. We have a winner right out of the box. You have to be ready. A pair of tickets to see Rocky the Musical. Again, tomorrow we'll have another one. Every day, even with coverage of Krasner tomorrow, we do that. That's prime. You get it in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:13, 2:14 every day. Now, the Inquirer has a unique take on kids being shot at football practice, etc. and the carjackings and the violence rate in Philadelphia. If you missed it, Steve Keeley revealed today that police sources told him Philadelphia's reached 1,000 carjackings. 1,000. We're not even out of September. 1,000 carjackings, which is one of the most frightening things imaginable versus even some of the others, given it can happen anywhere, any place, anytime, to anybody. Any make a car, doesn't have to be a Benz. No, it doesn't matter in Philadelphia. The Inquirer, though, says Pennsylvania is blocking getting a handle on this because of their antiquated non-gun laws. And they cite the idea of the Supreme Court advocating, if you remember the New York case recently, an extension on Heller, the Washington case. They cite a justice that they think was not that good of a lawyer, Berger, and I agree with him on that. He was a backbencher, as Mark Levin would say, who said that the individual right to bear arms is a fraud. Okay? You cannot convince these people the carnage that we're seeing, the outright craziness. By the way, Philadelphia also made national news. This is Joe Rogan. This is, let's see. Where's the Rogan cut here identified? This is, yes, this is cut five. The attack on the Wawa over in Mayfair. Listen to Joe Rogan center in of the woman who in the middle of this, because it goes on in Philadelphia, wanted to know, are you going to make that sandwich? Are you going to get on the sandwich as a riot is going on behind your Joe Rogan podcast centering in on Wawa in Northeast Philadelphia?
So you got because of that, but that's just another day in New York.
The Wawa in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
See that video? It's hilarious. This lady goes, are you going to make sandwiches or are you just going to keep recording them? She wants her sandwich.
Can you believe it?
She's behind the counter and she's so nonplussed by this chaos behind her. She's like, are you guys going to make sandwiches or are you just going to keep recording them? Sandwich.
See,
I don't care about this.
That's amazing because, like, when you're not from Philly, you love a Wawa. You're like, man, this is so much better than 7-Eleven. This is so much better than everything. And then for them to desecrate it like that. Oh, terrible.
It's the craziest group activity in a store that I've ever seen. Because they all just decided to go nuts.
It's
not a small amount of people.
It's a lot
of people. And they just grab off the shelves and throw on around. Look at this girl.
Yeah, she wants
she just wants a sandwich.
But at least you beat the line, you know, while everybody's distracted.
Oh my God, this is so crazy.
Where's my...
Philadelphia police said they found approximately 100 juveniles inside the Wawa, but made no arrests. Why would you arrest somebody? I mean, why make an arrest?
It happened to me when I was at a 7-Eleven here, just one guy.
All right, so yeah. Why did they... we couldn't tell who might be doing whatever. We're going to have to go through a massive manhunt and look at social media before we charge anybody. That would be unfair. Versus bringing them in, sweating them, get all the names, get all the people that you can, and also take a look at the video that you have of exactly what they're up to. That would be the way to send a message instantly and maybe make a dent, surround the place, arrest them. But no. And Roxborough High School, the scene of the shooting yesterday that's making also national news, across the street is a Wawa that closes, according to news reports, every day, I guess around 3, when Roxborough High School lets out. They close for an hour because they can't have the students in that Wawa. They can't trust it. They can't deal with the shoplifting craziness, etc. And the police station is right there. You think the police might, you know, keep an eye and send a message? No, you're not doing this here in the Wawa here. Who the heck is running Wawa, though? And what are they afraid of? Well, what they're afraid of, I guess, is being called all kinds of names. How dare you, if Wawa. So what they do subtly, they just shut down stores, continue to consolidate toward the suburbs, and yet pay unbelievable amounts of money for this fraudulent July 4th stuff they do in Philadelphia and hoagies and all that. That's their corporate decision. I guess they look at the bottom line. They go, nope. We're not going to comment on this. We're just going to move away from it subtly so that no one attacks us. because you're not allowed to move away from it. You're supposed to say there's nothing that much wrong with this. And by the way, how are you doing with that sandwich? Yeah, the woman with the sandwich there in Northeast Philadelphia, even for Philadelphia, that's a moment. I want my sandwich. Stop filming. Come on now. Get on that. Yeah. I want some more pickles on that. Put down that camera, whatever you're doing there. Stop filming all this stuff as a riot that did $10,000 of damage plus is going on. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with Ronna McDaniel, who is the head of the RNC, her view of what's going on here in Pennsylvania, what Republicans are trying to do to make their argument this last 40 days or so. And look, with Doug Mastriano, I think it's a great thing for his base of support to say, here's what I need you to do. I need you to fast and pray for 40 days. Okay, yes. But I think the campaign needs a little bit more than that, than just fasting and praying. Those are both good activities, and I think his base of support, that's quite a sacrifice, are probably going to do that. Is that enough? Not based, you know, divine intervention and praying are great things, but also the fundamentals of the campaign have to be put more in place, particularly here in the Southeast. Now, I think he's going to do something on Saturday with Latinos in Philadelphia. That's going to be interesting. All right. Phone lines, though, you get in right now, or 855-839-1210. That's how to do it. Hey, did you know that September is Cholesterol Education Month? It's a good reminder to check your cholesterol levels. For over 37 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people stay on top of their cholesterol health. And right now, Rescue is offering a buy one, get one free special on all of their cholesterol health products, including the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3, LDL, XQ10 Red Yeast Rice. Now, all you have to do is use the code DROP to double up your order for free. You call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, use that code DROP, buy one, and get a matching Rescue cholesterol product for free. Now, I've personally seen the firsthand benefits of Rescue supplements for cholesterol. They are incredible. Remember, use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, double up your cholesterol support, order for free today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Live and local all day. Kale and Company mornings 6 to 10. Rich Cioli afternoons 3 to 7. Starting Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, big issues, big guest. She's been with us many times before, but they are a central player in determining the future of the country, given how out of balance it is now. I'm talking about the Republican National Committee. Their chairperson, Ronna McDaniel, joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Thank you, Ronna. Thanks for joining us today.
Always great to be with you, Dom.
Well, we are very much involved, particularly in the Dr. Oz-Fetterman race, and again, very consequential determining who controls the Senate. What can you tell us at your level, and I know you travel across Pennsylvania, et cetera, what's going on here at this point?
So we feel very good about the momentum that is building behind Dr. Oz. Obviously, he had an incredibly competitive primary, and we knew we had to shore up that Republican support. We have seen that he has done that, and now he is building support with independents. And the other thing that we are seeing is the more that Pennsylvanians learn about Fetterman, that he's soft on crime, that he wants to ban fracking, that he's been lieutenant governor for 8 years, when they're seeing Philadelphia about to surpass their murder record that they set last year, they say, you know what, this is not the guy to represent our state. And so we feel good about the trajectory of this race, and Dr. Oz is absolutely the right candidate for your state.
As I see it, and the Inquirer even has a big piece today, and you're one of the people responsible for the uptick in Republican registration in various swing states like Pennsylvania. We're doing exceptionally well, even with mid-sized cities. Of course, in places like Philadelphia, I'm here every day. This is a tough nut to crack. It's going to be a long siege. But what I'm concerned about that I think is on the fence are suburban voters who are moderate, independent, Republican, fiscally at least, coming home. And I don't think abortion is the thing that's dissuading them. What's the closing argument specifically, and particularly with female Republican, or maybe they voted a lot? You know the people I mean. I don't think we have them encamped in the right way yet.
Yeah, there's some work to do with suburban women, and the Democrats are certainly trying to talk to them only about abortion. As a suburban woman, I find that offensive. We care about more than just abortion, especially when we have drugs coming across our southern border, coming into states like Pennsylvania, looking like candy, intended to kill our teenage kids. When you look at the crime rates, especially in Philadelphia, which are surging. When you look at what's happened with our kids in school, the deficits that our kids are still facing from these horrendous lockdowns, this all happened under Democrat leadership. Democrats left our families and our kids behind, and they did it intentionally. And instead of saying, how do we fund these deficits? How do we get more police on the street? How do we secure our border? They invested in more IRS agents, and they gave student loan forgiveness to people who already graduated from college. And that's just out of step with suburban women. And we need to be talking to them about the fact that Democrats have made our country less safe, less prosperous, and we are on a track to a recession right now. And Fetterman will only exacerbate that if he's in the Senate.
Exactly. Now, the Republican contract, you mentioned the IRS agents. I had Jim Jordan on. And look, I understand the unifying feature of this, but I wanted to probe a little bit with you. And Jordan said, and I agreed with them, the specific, hey, we're going to get rid of those 87,000 IRS agents. We can do that if we have full control of the House, power of the purse. I was hoping, and listeners are, for more specifics. What can you tell us on that front that you think are actions that, if we take substantially the Congress back, will happen?
Well, the Congress controls the purse strings, so they absolutely can cut off funding for these pet projects that the Democrats are putting in to come after working class Americans. Listen, they are against working class voters. Fetterman may dress like a working class person. It's Halloween for him every day. But let me promise you, he is about eliminating jobs and working class livelihoods in Pennsylvania. And proof number one, get rid of fracking. That kills 700,000 jobs in your state. And also when winter comes, look at your home heating bills. And then beyond that, where have their priorities been? Loan forgiveness for people who already graduated from college, who are making $125,000 a year. They don't need the help. It's our kids who've been left behind. Nine-year-olds are reading at a 30-year low and doing math at a 30-year low. And instead of fixing the problems that Democrats created, they're paying off 18-year-olds because they hope they vote for them. And the list goes on and on. So Congress will be ready to go. Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, not only did they unroll the commitment to America, they have set up committees to be ready to govern day one so they can enact it when we take back the House.
Talk to listeners a little bit. Your reach countrywide, I can only sort of have Trafalgar on, who I like their polling a lot. It seems as if we're seeing the second surge for Republicans. But talk about particularly some of the Senate races where in Georgia we seem to be doing well again.
Yeah, so one thing is the polls are historically wrong, right? They undercount Republicans. We saw this in 2020. Republicans were predicted to lose 15 House seats in 2020. Not only did we gain 15 seats, but not a single incumbent lost a seat, okay? There was not a poll in the country that showed that happening. On top of Susan Collins was never leading in a poll, or Tom Tillis or Joni Ernst. So the polls were wrong universally in 2020. But what we're seeing right now in our internal modeling is Oz is on the comeback. He is within 2 points of Fetterman or tied. We have Herschel Walker leading consistently in Georgia. Blake Masters is surging in Arizona. We have J.D. Vance up in Ohio. We have Ted Budd doing well in North Carolina, and Marco Rubio and Ron Johnson ahead in their races in Florida and Wisconsin. So we need to hold a whole bunch of seats, Pennsylvania included, and then we need just one to flip the Senate. So anybody listening, if you can support Oz or any of these candidates, to make sure they have the resources to get their message on TV. Because we know when Democrats go on TV, they just lie. They lie. They say they're going to enforce the laws. They're going to be anti-criminal. Fetterman has said he wants to let go of a third of the prisoners in your state.
I wanted to ask you, too.
TV and lie.
I have to say, and you have more experience at some levels, but I've done this a long time. I have not seen, once people see Fetterman, aside from the stroke and everything, as blatant of a character we've seen. There's no getting around this. I've seen a lot. This is as radical, and his number one mission in life, Ron, it seems to be to abolish the filibuster. That's the thing that gets the juices going here.
He wants to abolish the filibuster, stack the Supreme Court, move every voting procedure to Washington, D.C. He will be a nightmare for your state. He will be a nightmare for our country. We have to defeat him. I use a very scientific term about him. I call him cray-cray. He is crazy.
Exactly.
He's crazy. And literally, please, Pennsylvania, do not send the most radical, anti-American, pro-criminal, anti-family, anti-rule of law, pro-open border person to the Senate. Please don't do it. Save our country, and you can do it through Pennsylvania by electing Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is smart. He obviously was a cardiac surgeon. He will be key on healthcare issues. He will stand for the Commonwealth. He is a fantastic person when you get to know him, and he is absolutely the right person to represent Pennsylvania.
Well put. Thank you very much. Please come back anytime. And I like that scientific analysis of John Fetterman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron McDaniel here. Yeah, Fetterman gets the juices going without a doubt. Let me take one more. Then we're going to talk with our buddy Ed Dehrer and your calls coming up. Give me the song that's so annoying in honor of Jim Kelly today that you must turn it off every time you hear it. Jim in Wilmington. All right, Jim, what's your song?
Yes, it's Roberta Flack, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
What about that gets you crazy, Jim?
Oh, those just once she goes off on those notes, I can't, you know, sing them.
All right. But. All right. Thank you, Jim. That one doesn't bother me quite as much. All right. We got some good contenders. Coming up, we'll take a few more with you. Ed Dehrer, state senator extraordinaire. Remember, he beat Steve Sweeney. We haven't talked with him in a while. He's next. And he's got a bill to push back against the extremism of certain aspects around transgender. All right. That's all straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210.
Don't let woke win. Follow 1210 WPHD on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Be ready for that final surge. That song that's so annoying, you must stop it instantly when you hear it in honor of Jim Kelly. Tomorrow, dumbest idea ever. I'd have to say Larry Krasner's in contention, but over in Jersey, any number of things that progressive legislature puts out. That's why we set Ed Dehrer there to straighten out business. And one of the first things I've seen recently, he's got a brand new bill. He is a great nuts and bolts guy to say, you know what, this transgender type of stuff, operations, et cetera, is way out of bounds. Ed Dehrer, state senator over there in Gloucester County, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ed, thanks for joining us. It's been way too long. Appreciate having you today.
Hey, thank you, Don. Thanks for having me back. It's been long. You should call me more often now.
Oh, we want to. It's just an oversight on our part. Whenever you have, so we want to hear, Ed Dehrer. We're still enamored with what you've done and want to make sure that you remain there. So, Ed, one of the first big bills we've seen around you involved how far it's gone in Jersey on this transgendered front. What are you trying to do in this bill?
Well, I'm trying to bring back a little bit of common sense, reasonable, you know, well, what is the first argument they always say in medicine? Let's wait. Don't overreact. Well, why can't we pause and wait and let the kids develop, let them be, you know, become adults. And then if there needs to be something done, if they have that transgender, you know, and if they want to switch sex, that's fine when you're an adult. But why is there such a hurry to have an operation right away when they're still growing as individuals.
Well, without a doubt. So what specifically, Ed, would the bill do?
Well, it would prevent any surgeries, you know, outside of something that's medically needed to save a life. It would prevent that, and it would stop, you know, instituting these puberty blockers, because that's exactly what they do. They block puberty. Well, why do you want to block something that's natural in a person's body? So it would prevent this from being prescribed.
All right. Perfect. So, Ed, you know, we haven't talked in a few months. What's going on in the legislature, particularly? Have things calmed down a little bit? I know you're out there constantly raising funding that we can help with. They'll come after you because it was the most shocking result in the last election cycle when you beat Sweeney. What's happening on that front?
Well, I actually just recently had a golf tournament to raise a little money. I'm trying not to step on anybody's toes because it's not my election cycle. It's other individuals. Right now, I'm also focused on trying to get individuals elected here in Gloucester County.
Tell us, who's the principal one? Because we can make a difference on that, just like your election and all of these offices in South Jersey add up. Go ahead.
There's principal four. I really would love to see Adam Wingate, Steve Packerduny get elected for county commissioner, Claire Gustafson, who's running against Donald Norcross for Congress, and then also Tom Narleski, who's running for county clerk. And you know what the importance of a county clerk does.
Sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
So these are four very vital positions that mean a lot to my area, to my district. You know, and it just means a lot to the state in general, you know, and I really like these individuals, and I think they're good people, and I think they would serve the public well. So I'm doing what I can. And I also went out walking for two councilmen yesterday in Mantua, Sean Sepsi and Jim Crilly, who's running for council. You know, I've said it before. This is not about me. It's about the people. You know, I was fortunate to be in the right position at the right time, Dom, but it could have been anybody, so it's unique to me.
I can't hear that as well in general, but you are you are one of a kind. You have stirred us, and I am slapping myself on the wrist here, my producer Dan, that we don't have you back on enough. And you're right, though, Ed. These offices in South Jersey, every single office taken back from that council level you talked about all the way up to the congressional office, Donald Norcross and I have had quite a showdown in person a couple times. They're all important because they give hope, as you have, to people that New Jersey slowly but surely is coming around to common sense, at least in South Jersey, and your breakthrough helps us to say that every day.
Well, and that's what I really look forward to getting out when I go to different places. I just keep reminding people. Everybody said Steve Sweeney could never be beat. I'm proof positive it can happen. So never say you can't win an election. Mine was won. If I can win, anybody can win. You just have to go out and do the hard work. That means being in front of people. That means listening to what their complaints are. And just being there, generally just being there and always willing to work. But again, as you said, it's going to cost money too moving forward, because there's no way they are going to let me hold this seat without a fight.
Well, we'll be there for that. If you need an MC, something like that, Ed, whatever you want, whenever you want it, I'll be there, because again, I am thrilled at how you've kept that same person and that you're helping others at all these levels. And again, over in Gloucester County, maybe the two we could have impact on. You mentioned the two up for commissioners. That's very important in the county.
Yeah, Adam Wingate and Steve Packerduny are running for county commissioner. And not only is it important to get them elected, but it gives us county control if they are elected.
That's what we need across South Jersey. We got to get one of these counties. So, Ed, thank you. To be continued, please, whenever you have something, we want to hear from Ed Durr.
Thank you very much, Dom. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right,
Ed Durr
here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, the bill and transgender, he's moving on that, but it's more the Ed Durr story and this election in places like South Jersey. Let me take just a couple more before the final moment here where we get going. Let's go to Evelyn in Bucks County. All right, Evelyn, what's that song for you?
Tomorrow,
it's a hopeful, optimistic song. Come on.
Another day.
Why can't you stand it?
I'm sorry?
Why can't you stand that?
Oh, I can't stand. I get to hear a kid with a screechy voice singing it at high pitch, and it's just annoying.
All right. I think it's an optimistic song, but that was
you sang
great,
it so well, Evelyn.
That was a great call. Let me take one more. Catherine in Philadelphia. All right, Catherine, what is your annoying song? No, Catherine? All right, let's go to Jerry in the murder capital, Wilmington. Hey, Jerry.
So bye, bye, Miss America, bye. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was
oh,
dry.
What's wrong? Tom McLean, one-hit wonder, kind of, but what's wrong with that song?
7 minutes of hell. I was in college days. I wanted to drive my Chevy off the bridge whenever I heard that.
All right. I'll put you down for that. I don't object to that song too much. All right, the lightning round will be next. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. You do it right now here with Dom. Hey, I'm reaching out to all Pennsylvania, New Jersey homeowners who are now facing very difficult decisions when it comes to the right time to sell their home. We have inflation, also an administration that cares little about the economic concerns of working people and their families. And the real challenge is finding an experienced real estate consultant like Diane Cardano. NBA in marketing, true understanding of the current market conditions. Diane meets individually with all of her clients, answers all their questions, and she designs a personalized real estate marketing strategy that optimizes their selling price and takes the stress out of selling their home. Call Diane now for a free copy of her home selling toolkit or come to her next home seller workshop. Let Diane give you the tools and facts you need to make the right home selling decisions. You got to get that toolkit. And then hire Diane Cardano to sell your home. That's the best toolkit of all. Here's the phone number, 215-576-8666, or go to 215-576-8666.com.
1-1 Philadelphia's Talk Radio, 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Jim, what do we call this?
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, behind the scenes here, I've been getting ready for the big moment with Krasner tomorrow, the coverage with a world-class Dave Scalish, our engineer extraordinaire, having to make me foolproof here to make sure we get that sound tomorrow. I think he's done it. All right, we're ready, though, to determine a winner here. Be ready. Hit us with that song, so annoying, you just can't stand it. Man, we've heard some. Annie. I guess, yeah, when a kid screeches and does that. I've heard a couple of commercials people don't like, particularly that one with the kids. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. What's the song, Chris?
Beastie Boys, fight for your right to party.
All right, that might be a bit annoying here. Yeah, I get that. Bobby in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bobby, what's the song?
It's called The Thing.
Tell us more about it. What thing?
Well, it's really old. You probably have to listen it up. It's a As I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny morning, and I found this thing on the beach, and it's just horrible.
I don't know that one. I may have to defer to the crew here. All right, our buddy Joe in Exton is attacking one that is an anthem that people, I think, universally love. Maybe it's overdone. All right, Joe, what's that song?
Hello, Dom. The song I find annoying is Tony Bennett's San Francisco. It's too languid. And that's the only song he ever sings.
I thought he did some New York stuff, but you're right. That's the signature if you were Tony, attacking Tony Bennett here. Oh, man. Sam, a female out there in Plymouth Meeting. All right, Sam, what's your song?
Oh, it's by Hanson. Hi, Dom.
Hi.
Hanson, and I'm not going to demo it because you don't want me to, believe me. But it's Bop.
All right, Jim, do you concur on that? Is that pretty bad?
That's pretty bad, yeah.
All right, thank you, Sam. Delightful call. Catherine in Philadelphia. Hey, Catherine, how have you been? What's your song?
Oh, Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim. And please don't ask me to sing it, because that song goes through my head like a nail.
Tiptoe through the tulips. We haven't heard that, though, to be fair. No, wait a minute. Now, this is sacrilege. I like this song. It's campy. Maybe not at every wedding, at every occasion in Philadelphia or somewhere. But Scott in Yardley, what's the song?
It's got to be YMCA.
Wow. Even Trump does that at his rallies.
It's all that was wrong about the 70s, Dom.
All right. And I saw the, what was the cover band group? Why am I blanking? Was it Village People cover band? They were decent in North Wildwood. And they held out to the very end before they did YMCA for a big crowd. All right, Gary in Newtown Square. Gary, what's your song?
Well, according to Google, it's played over 1,200 times just Disneyland alone per day. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Put a bullet in my head.
All right. There we go. All right. Those are the contenders. Sean, you're able to separate out a few contenders that you liked out of all these?
Yeah. So earlier in the show, we had Ken with Who Let the Dogs Out? Jim, Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer. Randall with Rambling Man. Greta with Sugar Sugar. Jim, First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. And Evelyn, Tomorrow from Annie. That would actually be my favorite.
You like the Annie?
I have to concur with my colleague here.
Oh, you both think Annie is brutal. It's an optimistic up song.
No, you know what? It's just the way she sang it, I guess, is what drew me.
Like, well, it was an entertaining call.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. She was a very entertaining call.
All right. We'll go with Annie here. Nice job by Sean. Sean, thanks for the 3 days this week. Henry reporting for duty tomorrow. And tomorrow, really big show. I know already. We're going to speak with Mr. Toomey, Sean Toomey's dad, Martina White, from the proceedings for Larry Krasner. I'll be there, and I'll bring you sound to what is going to be quite a spectacle with protesters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, tomorrow. But Bill O'Reilly's here, brand new book, in which he takes a look at three of the most famous people. Well, I don't know. I have a bias. I don't like John Lennon. I would say Elvis and Muhammad Ali were more famous than John Lennon. He is one of the Beatles, but only one. You got Elvis and Muhammad Ali. Which one had more everlasting fame? Arguably Elvis. You know, I'm not sure. But how they died because of the people around them, milking them, et cetera, the price of fame. But we'll talk with him in News of the Day, too. He'll be here. Thanks for producing, Jim. Now, follow on Twitter until tomorrow. At Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. And again, Sean Kilkenny, call the show someday. Sean, tell us about John Fetterman out there in Montgomery County. Tell us how you're a law enforcement officer. And John Fetterman is just a brave guy. We're going to beat John Fetterman. We're going to take back the House, definitely. We're working on the Senate. If we do that, this madness will stop for a while. The big takeaway for me today, a guy like David O, you hear him, he's been on with us over the years, might run for mayor. Could he win? That's what we need in Philadelphia versus this just agony we're going through. All right, Sean Hannity's next. It's Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This is John Fetterman, and I approve this message.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.